advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King with me, Todd.
You say funny things.
How you doing over there, buddy?
I'm fine.
You're looking a little pasty. Look a little.
Just don't talk about warm milk and lard.
You're looking a little tier one over there.
Like a greasy pork chop in a dirty ashtray. That's how I feel right now. I'm trying to gross myself out. If I throw up, I'll feel better.
Dave's talking to Brent. I'm like, stop. We gotta start recording because Brent's gonna fucking dinosaur in the trash can.
I keep thinking of the weirdest shit. Peanut butter and raisins. That would be horrible. I'm just like, my brain is making gross things in my head.
He ate soup a little while ago, and he's like, I chomped that shit up real good.
I chewed it so like I don't chew top ramen. You just can't. That shit goes down.
Yeah, you just suck it in.
Yeah, as long as the noodles are
soup.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, sure it is.
Chicken
is
soup.
What do you call it? What categories? It's noodles, but there's broth.
It's soup. What's soup? Broth with noodles. Chicken noodle soup.
I did the Oriental. I learned my lesson. I always buy like five packs of every flavor, and the Oriental's gone immediately, and I never get it.
I eat the Oriental.
So I just bought a whole case of Oriental.
So I have to switch around. I do two chickens, one beef, and then one beef, or two beefs, one chicken every other time.
The top ramen.
You mix them?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Beef and chicken. Good.
Sorry.
The top ramen Oriental is vegan.
Is it? Mine's the Marshan or however you say that.
That's not vegan.
How do you say that one?
I don't.
Top ramen one's weird. It comes with like a fucking bag of oil and shit. There's like weird. There's the more steps
Oriental?
To that one.
Oh, that's weird. I'll pass.
What is it?
There's some of the actual top ramen. I don't buy top ramen when I say top ramen. I buy the one I can't pronounce. There. It's the one that starts with an M.
Yeah, M.
Yeah, yeah. The M one.
Yeah.
That's a marketing problem for sure. But I think everyone buys that, except for Dave, because he needs the vegan one, you know?
Yeah, but you know what top ramen is. Like, it's a fucking box. It don't matter what brand it is.
Yeah, I don't know how you say that. Ooh, I'm going to burp. My burp.
Ooh.
Oh.
Fuck you guys.
Ooh.
I'm going to make it.
Man.
I only got to do this for
trooping through.
Hour and
trooping
20 minutes. Through.
You've been sick all week. Tuesday all the way to Friday.
That's right. It's been
Jesus
a long
Christ.
Week.
It's been a long
what the
week.
What's going on?
long
really
week of
long,
sickness.
Long week.
Ooh. That was a close one. That was a big, long burp.
Brad is so happy right now. His face is all
giddy
red.
Giddy schoolgirl. He can't stop smiling.
Guys
are weird. We just take fucking joy in other people's misery. Yeah. Like, ooh, he might throw up on air and I won't edit it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cut it if he pukes.
Nope. Not stopping. Brent's like, we might have to stop. And I'm going to have to, well, I can't run upstairs, but we might have to stop. And I'm like, we're not stop recording, motherfucker.
No.
See, this shit's rolling straight through. This is going to be great.
Everyone will know that I had to poop for like 12 minutes and 37 seconds.
Oh, Brent's back. Well, you can't make it up the stairs, so we have the trash can out in the...
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to be a horrible stink if you go out there and shit in the trash can.
Yeah, it is.
I'll make it upstairs, dude.
Or you'll dribble down your leg upstairs, one or the other.
Once again, we are in the new category of scat podcast.
Yeah. I did try and tell you to eat a bottle of Triple X, though. That would probably fix it.
That would clean it out. I thought maybe I have found something that Triple X doesn't cure what ails you. But it just might get things moving all the way through.
So
I'll be honest, I could just look at it though and it makes me comfortable. You know, like it's my happy place. When
you
I see a bottle
it.
Of Triple X, I get like a joyous, euphoric feeling just looking at it.
You know what Sarah needs to send? Is it El Yucateco Triple X pillow? Or we can have Kevin print one.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, pillows. And
then you can just cuddle up
sleep on a Yucateco pillow. You know what I'm working on right now?
What?
I just have to find the right case. I'm making a secret like James Bond hot sauce spy case.
Ooh,
it has all the flavors and some sunglasses and a bottle opener. Like you open it up
that's
a little.
Neat.
Yeah, it'll be badass.
I'm working on my dildo gun.
It's going to be a prize. Did you get a valve that will release that quick? That's the problem. You need like you need a 0 to fucking 100 valve that spring. Just opens immediately.
No, it's a spring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they sell it at Lowe's?
No, it's actually a hydraulic car coil that they use with hydraulics on cars. It's a spring.
Your dildo gun sounds a lot like your Richard Nixon impression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little lower tone.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Nixon's
lower. Has a little more rubber in the tone, but
yeah.
And his name's Dick.
His name's out. Dick. Yeah. Well, that's out. What my, that's what the gun's called. Tricky Spoiler Dick. Alert. Yeah. Tricky Dick.
That's right.
Yep.
So what's spring our topic today,
dildo
gents?
Gun. Fucking horse face Princess Diana.
Oh my God. This is supposed to help us get fans in England. And they're just going to fucking like,
Is that where she's from? She has straight teeth.
Send over a mayfly.
I say she's an operative from the U.S. because she has straight teeth.
She's a good looking lady.
Mm-hmm. She is a good looking lady.
Mm-hmm. Now the prince, that gentleman, not as attractive.
Yeah,
not
come on, Charles.
As they try to make him out to be, yeah,
he's sexy.
So I have to say this was my I witnessed like firsthand the power of the American media. In the death of Princess Diana, because, and spoiler alert, she dies at the end.
Or did she? I know this island.
That's right. That's
people
right.
People are like, Jesus Christ, we're let the coming Tupac back island to go. It.
Nope. Never. I'll never let Tupac go. He's always, I need a Tupac.
It's been a long
pillow.
Week, okay?
Yeah.
We got to roll with the jokes.
We've been
got.
Shitting for a week.
Yeah.
But we were.
Go ahead, Brent. Let it go.
Oh, poor Dave. I get interrupted close. Every time I make a face.
No, it's fine. No, it's great. This is good stuff.
It was back when I did my radio show, and we were doing the radio show, and we did exactly one live remote in the entire time we did the radio show because we went pretty late. We mm-hmm. were like a late night show, mm-hmm. and we set up. And
that's
here,
usually where they stick the shitty shows.
That's right. Here in Bakersfield, we have a place called the Marketplace, and it had just opened back in '97.
Oh wow!
And there's like a movie theater and some restaurants. And
I was probably chilling there. That was like my.
You were probably chilling there.
My freshman year in high school.
So that was it. Was like a big high school hangout. A lot of people hang out there.
Bunch of douchebags so hanging around.
We went out, set up with the van, had the live broadcast. We were like interviewing people coming out. I don't remember whatever the fuck the big movie was in July of '97. Fucking, I don't know.
It had Wesley Snipes in it for sure.
Probably.
It was probably Undefeated. Die Hard.
Probably had Bill Smith.
Oh, Blade.
Will Smith
Blade.
In it. But we were doing a live remote there, and like as we were going on the air, because we had like the live news feed in the mm-hmm. van, it came up Princess Diana just died, you know, in a car crash, etc. So we were interviewing people coming out of the movie theater, and we were like, oh, Princess Diana just died. And like every single person walking out was like, fuck her, who gives a shit? Like everybody, every single person was like, who gives a shit, making bad jokes. Like even I was like, oh, fuck, you're some heartless bat. Like nobody cared. And I was like, oh, I guess that's the temperature of what America feels about Princess Diana. And then as soon as she died and it hit the media, I just saw like everybody overnight was like crying. And like, I can't believe Princess Diana died because the media was saying be sad because, and it's like nobody in America, sure you saw her wedding at some point, but it was night no one gave a shit. And the next day everybody was I'm fucked up by it.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm surprised at our UK fans that like want to know about shit that happened in America. Like, I think if I lived in the UK or fucking wherever over there, wherever they at, by China or fucking Japan.
It's right by China.
Yeah. Fucking, I would just be like, nobody cares. Like, I don't know. Like, who killed JFK? Who fucking cares?
I want to know, do more, less movies come out now than in 97? I looked up that thing for you.
Yeah.
Holy shit. There's like, it was like Titanic, Men in Black, Good Will Hunting, Jackie Brown, fucking Lost World, Fifth Element. Like,
oh, Lost World.
Tons of huge movies.
Fifth Element.
Starship Troopers, Devil's Advocate, Con Air, Gattaca, fucking.
My motor's fried. There's a
ton of movies that came out, but most importantly, Brendan Fraser in George of the Jungle.
Oh, that is most
fucking
important.
Hate that guy.
That is.
You don't like
I'm
the
a
Mummy.
Fan. I'm a fan.
The fucking Mummy.
Hate that guy.
Billy Zane and like the Mummy?
If I meet him, It's going to be awkward because he's I don't like him.
I got that guy's back. He is a nice guy. I got that guy's back. Because the thing, my nephew, Connor, had leukemia like when he was a like a toddler.
You're a fucking asshole. You are. Sick fucking. That's why he was
like,
he was like straight up like not going to survive. He did. He's in remission, et cetera. But he was like, Make a Wish Foundation. And his thing was like, Make a Wish Foundation. I want to meet Brendan Fraser because of George of the Jungle, because of all this stuff.
Wow. You are a heartless.
How old was he?
I don't remember how old he was.
No, your nephew.
How old is he now?
No, was he not?
I don't know.
What?
Well, clearly.
What did you just say? What's he do now?
What's he do now?
Maybe I'm gonna have a stroke. Fuck you guys.
I don't know. He was
this young. Might be,
but anyway,
the show ever.
Like Brendan Fraser, like totally like met him at the hospital, like did all this stuff, brought him cool stuff. And then like even like in the years following, once he was in remission and so forth, like he would be on the set making movies and he would like reach out and be like, yo, Connor, you should come to the set and fucking hang out. Like totally hooked him up. See? Legit guy.
See? It's because it was a publicity stunt. He's a little black
kid.
That
wasn't on TV. Yeah, just the only one I know.
It was a roundabout publicity snub because it took like 16 years and a podcast
for him to get publicity. Well done, Brandon. It was free too.
Well played, sir. Yeah. Well played.
Yeah, Brent saw right through that. Him and Nicolas shenanigans.
Nicolas Cage would whoop his ass.
Probably so. Yeah.
Oh yeah. He'd tear
I would never
he'd take
fight
his face off
like a fucking chimp. He'd like rip his nose off like a chimpanzee. Mm-hmm. He's got Nicolas Cage strength.
Yeah. I want to not like him. I like him. I watched Sorcerer's Apprentice the other day. It's really good. I can't help it.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, it gets 6 on IMDb, but it gets 10 for Brian.
Every Nicolas Cage,
a silly hat. He's
every
Nicolas
Cage movie, except for the one where he's in Castle Times.
Yeah,
he's the fucking guy, the drunk guy. That's fucking horrible. But every other Nicolas Cage
Wicker
movie.
Wicker Man?
No. No, are we having the same conversation again?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. Let's talk about horse face.
Okay. So Lady Diana, for some reason, and again, I know that there, like, people have been asking us for a long time to cover Lady Di and her death and the conspiracies surrounding it. Because there's a lot of conspiracies surrounding it, and some of them look like they have some teeth, like as far as
another
what
teeth
actually
joke. Gotta make the British joke, man. Sneaking that shit in there. Was that a Freudian slip?
You gotta just let it
Freudian
go.
Slip.
They got bite.
I had no intention of bite. Making a British teeth joke. It just slipped.
Holly Astral is gonna be really mad.
Yeah. So, but I didn't really know a whole lot about
you
it. I was like, yeah,
you can't ask us to do a fucking show about something and not fucking have some jokes in it.
Right.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I'm not worried about it anymore.
On another note, Jesus Christ did have nice teeth. You seen them pictures.
He's not real. Yeah. He wasn't
isn't
real.
He's a real man.
Yeah. Long blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. He was black with blonde hair. Fucking dark as shit.
He could shred on the harp.
Like a nice cup of coffee.
Have you ever heard his harp solos?
I like
YouTube?
My coffee. I like my Jesus. Black.
That's a shirt.
That is a shirt. So, but I didn't really know much about the conspiracies at all. I was really going into this one blind. I ran into one conspiracy that I remembered as soon as I saw it, but I really didn't know very much about it. So I was kind of interested in looking into this one. So her life in general, I always thought it was like a Kate Middleton, like she was like an everyday person who married into the royal family. Like for some reason, that was always my impression.
I thought that too, but it turns out like her grandmother was like the queen in waiting or whatever.
No, she was like straight up royalty.
Yeah, if the queen dies, her grandmother's queen. Like,
and it couldn't get like, I read this and I was like, wow, that's about as British as it gets. She was the daughter of Edward John Spencer, Viscount Althorpe.
Viscount
mm-hmm. with a V.
Discount.
And Frances Ruth Burke Roche, Viscountess Althorpe, later known as the Honorable Frances Shand Kidd.
They owned all the Viscount stores.
Yeah. In the area. Yeah. That's the British version of 99 cent only. Yeah. Like the Dollar Tree. That's what they have, the Viscount.
Well played, sir. Well played. Her parents, she was born in July 1st, 1961. Her parents got a divorce when she was 1969. Mm-hmm.
Another slip.
When she was eight.
Sexy bastard.
You want to fuck her, don't you?
She's attractive.
Yeah.
Oh, is she? Necrophiliac?
In 1975, her father became Earl of Spencer, and that's when she became Lady Diana. I always thought the term Lady Diana came when she got married to the prince, but she was already Lady Diana, fully British. I'm sure everybody listening to this in the UK already know all this, but for some reason, I think the impression over here, and I think it's because she was a kindergarten teacher. She always like seemed like this down-to-earth person, so I think the perception here is that she wasn't a royal and she married into royalty. Yeah. And then the perception is
she's like Donald Trump's wife, like,
but with a brain.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not talking about smarts. I'm just saying like the equivalent, like,
yeah, they said she wasn't like, you know, high academically achieving, but she was musically inclined and she had personal charm. Like she could deal with people. Like,
right.
She was good at dealing with people.
Yeah.
And she, and it even like, she even knew, like, from one thing I read, like her parents would like visit in some of the Queen's houses in certain vacation spots and so forth. So she grew up playing with Prince Andrew and Prince Edward. She knew Charles most of her life. So she was
her
like
sister
fully
dated
part
him first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. For a short period.
Mm.
Saucy.
Mm-hmm.
You banged
Diana
both sisters.
Diana had better teeth.
Yeah. Mm. You got to be a prince to look like that. And
get away with
that. He was the most eligible bachelor in the world at one point.
I will say though, like I saw younger pictures, like when he was with her, like right before the marriage, and I was like, no, he's like an ordinary looking. I wouldn't say he was handsome, but he was like an ordinary looking man. Now it's like, oof, Sugarfoot. Like
what you doing over there, George?
He is not a handsome man, but he looked okay back then. But I didn't know he was what 36, and he was 32, and she was 19.
Yeah.
When they got hitched, but they started dating in 1980. July 29th, 1981, they got married. And again, she got married and she was a kindergarten teacher. And I'm thinking, who the fuck is a 19-year-old kindergarten teacher?
I don't think it was a kindergarten. It was like a, it was just a child.
No, that's,
it's like
no, she was 19 and graduated kindergarten is what it sounds.
Yeah. Took a while.
She just got out of grade
school. She was
good with people, slow in school a little bit. Great piano player. Yeah. No, I think it was pianist. More of like a daycare. I didn't read kindergarten. I read
like two different things that it was like a kindergarten thing. Anyway,
maybe we stole that word and fucked it up. It's like vitamins.
I'm sure we did. Yeah, it's a German
aluminium.
Word. Kindergarten.
Getting pissed. Cunt. We can say cunt, cunt, cunt. No one's mad if we say that right now. All of our UK fans, I don't care.
No.
He's a good cunt. That guy's a real nice cunt.
Yeah.
Bloody,
I don't
bloody
think
hell.
That guy's a hell of a cunt.
I don't think people in the UK really know that, like, really, that's the last swear word in America.
Yeah, man. You like, say, if you say that from your like, girlfriend, it's
if you,
over.
If you, like, if you in public called some, like, if you looked at someone and called, like, especially a female, if you called her a cunt in public, like, the fucking music would stop.
Yeah.
Like, the record's going to skip.
Yeah, like, they would do that, like, and you say, like, I'm sorry, I mean bitch. And they're like, okay.
And they'd be like, oh, that's a
if they got it on tape and she killed you, she gets off.
Yeah,
she doesn't even jail. No jail time.
So
what's the equivalent for a man though? Like, what do you call a man that's so bad?
You still call him a cunt.
Yeah, you'd still call him a cunt.
I don't know. I don't think
it's not as bad though.
People call me the N-word all the time, and I don't even get angry about that.
Why would you?
I don't know.
A neighbor?
Exactly. Why is that a negative term?
Hey neighbor.
Howdy neighbor.
It's just getting awkward.
Yeah. Is it a negative term?
No. Yeah, why would that make you mad?
Not actually. Now white I'm getting kind of nervous because my neighbor is like an old white guy, and a lot of the times he'll say, "Howdy, neighbor."
Oh no!
Emphasis on the N.
I need to rethink
howdy,
that.
Neighbor?
No, there's two secret words. Just so you know, the white people will reveal it to you right now, but don't tell your friends.
Okay.
It's Canadian. We just say, "Oh, that guy's a Canadian."
That's
like that's the public way you say, "Oh, he's Canadian," and then no one's gonna. You don't have to look over your shoulder or anything or. Explosive and athletic, and it's a compliment.
Yeah,
like that guy looks pretty explosive and athletic.
Yeah, that just means
you know he's a black guy because he's got like extra muscles and shit in his leg. He can jump real high.
I don't understand anything that you just said.
Well, good. See, that's Cat's code. That's why we do that. Black people don't even know we're doing it.
You start talking about Canadian people.
Yeah, see how confused you are right now?
See
how it works? I just gave you the secret, and you still couldn't decode the shit.
Wow.
Yeah. We just called you the N-word, basically. didn't even know.
I'm not your neighbor.
Yes.
Rock on.
But seriously.
Rock on.
He's one of the smart ones.
I have no fucking idea what you were doing.
He's one of the smart ones. Yes. Sexist and racist.
All right.
Ding.
Scratch but seriously,
speaking of assassinations,
I have no fucking idea what you were just talking about.
All right.
So, okay. So they have two kids, right? Prince William and Prince Henry, a.k.a. Harry. And one thing that I thought was really interesting is that unlike all the other royals, instead of like sheltering her children, she like tried to expose them to like normal life as much as possible.
Like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And stuff like
Hogwarts. No.
No,
that's sorry. Normal English life. They have to go to wizard school before they do anything else.
No,
they all that's have owls.
They ride around on a fucking broom with little wand sticks.
I'm pretty sure I saw like 8 movies about this shit.
I still haven't seen any of those.
Really?
No.
Oh, they're really good, dude. Out. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, you're kind of missing out.
Yeah, they're all based on a true story.
Too. I really like. Yeah, I really like. Harry
except Potter. For the dragon part, that's bullshit. Yeah.
So yeah, she took her kids.
Sorry, we're having technical difficulties.
We're having technical difficulties.
Cutting in, cutting out, restarting computers. But anyway, she, fuck you, Mike Money.
She took her, yeah, he's haunting us. She took her kids to McDonald's. She took her kids to Disneyland. Like, I'm sure the media followed her fucking endlessly everywhere she went, but she was trying to show them stuff. She like actually took them to, and again, keep in mind the time period this is the late 80s, and she would take them to hospital wings dedicated to AIDS patients to try to like show them like what's wrong in the world and how to help people. So she didn't just shelter her sons. She like tried to expose them.
At that point, there was fear of like shaking their hands.
Absolutely. Yeah.
People didn't quite get it.
And she was legit. Like she was, I mean, I have nothing but respect for like what she did. She was like a huge AIDS advocate. She was like worried about like old landmines from the war. Like she tried to help with homeless children. Like she used
all
her
celebrity. All the shit that didn't really matter.
She used her celebrity, even after she divorced the prince, like she still used it to like, not just to fucking cash in and go call it a day. She was like still trying to support causes that were,
I was curious, like how does she survive monetarily speaking, because I know that she would do, you know, charitable things and show up at events, and they would make like $1 million more than they would have made just by her showing up.
Yeah, she got paid for speaking,
so she would go
I'm
up
sure.
and she would draw attention, like she was like a spotlight for a charitable cause.
I'm sure it's just like an, you know, like an ex-president, they go out and they take a speaking engagement and make $100,000.
Seems kind of sketchy. They're like, I'm gonna go help these AIDS people, but I need $10,000. Like,
yeah, but you gotta pay. Well, keep in mind her father was the fucking Earl of Spencer, and she just got a divorce from the fucking prince.
Yeah, she had white people money.
Like she had white people money. Right? Like she had holdings.
Oh, true. She had her own family money.
Yeah, she was already she was already a thing.
Yeah.
What I mean, it's crazy though to think about. I keep having these flashbacks from watching documentaries when we did the paparazzi episode, and they were just like, the paparazzi that surrounded her was just fucking insane. Like they knew everywhere she went, peeking over gates, yelling at her, just to try and get a look, you know, like just try and get a picture of her face, you know, I don't know why, but they were like always trying to get a picture of her face. And it's just crazy. Like
I feel for, I can't barely get my coffee anymore when I walk across the street. Mom, a bunch of Asian girls. I don't know. They come out of nowhere. Like it's weird.
Sofa
like,
King famous. Yeah. It's crazy.
But no, but I think she was kind of,
I got to wear a ski mask when I go to the store.
Yeah. That's cause you're robbing it.
Oh,
and that's how they know it's you.
And you gotta wear it because they'll arrest you if you don't wear it. We've already covered this.
True.
That's why I stay in the car.
I know.
But I didn't get
fucking invited.
I think she was always the
Brent's sad.
Yeah, he is. How come I don't get to rob stores? She
tier one.
She really
you'll exactly. fucking snitch for
you'll
sure.
You'll fucking snitch.
You'd be the motherfucker.
A snitch. Exactly.
You'd be the motherfucker. Yeah. You gotta kill you.
That's right. I don't remember what I was saying.
I would just lecture you guys. I'm like, you know, if you put as much effort into positive work as a negative work, how
you
much
know, you guys are really smart. You guys could really do something.
How
if
long
you put
it
your
take
minds
you to plan
to
this?
I could get you a free range hockey mask.
Yeah. I can get you a job here, you know. You don't need to rob the place. I know the owner. It's my dad.
We're in a networking group together.
That's right. I have no idea where we
Mrs. were. Berenson makes the greatest chocolate chip cookies. I mean, gosh, darn it, guys.
Dave was on a knowledgeable roll. And
well, I was like, three tech crashes ago. Yeah. I was on a knowledgeable roll. We're fucking cursed tonight.
Yeah, it is. It's
so at, she ends up getting a divorce. She ends up divorcing the prince in, I guess they split up in 1992 and they divorced in 96. And a lot of the rumors out there are that they had both cheated on each other at one point during the relationship.
Yeah. He was with a married woman before. You know her name right now? It's like Karina. It starts with a C or a K.
Camilla. It's who
Camilla. There you go.
Who he's currently
Camilla,
married to.
Yeah. Yeah. Bowels.
So
yeah.
there was a continued.
You should know a lot about that, Brent.
The bowels.
There was a continued relationship through the marriage. And then finally, it was like not into the late portion of the marriage, you know, 4 years in, she met some soldier and she kind of took a liking to him. And he said that he was a horse riding instructor and she had had an accident when she was a child and fallen off a horse. And she's super lonely. That's the crazy like contrast to her. Like she's outside and gets mobbed and then gets home and like eats dinner on a TV tray all by herself all night. And there's no one there. Her husband's at some other place. He's in some other country. She's all alone. But if she goes outside, she gets mobbed.
Right.
So she's feeling lonely. She meets this guy. She says, you know what? I always wanted to get back on the horse kind of thing. And he gives her riding lessons.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Right.
And then they kind of hit it off.
Well, I mean, she was married to a guy that looks like a horse.
Yeah. So it all makes sense.
It's all ironic.
She ends up hitting it off with him. And then she meets his mom and they start hanging out and like they go to the opera together. And it turns into this thing where she starts visiting at his mom's house and it becomes a thing. And then they both end up kind of like having an agreement. Like, so they have an agreement that basically it's a mutual thing. Like she's going to date him, he's going to date her. And there's just, it's like a don't ask, don't tell. Cause she knows that he knows.
Right.
And it's just this uncomfortable situation, but it's not really public. She does a really good job of keeping her side of it secret. And then the other girl that the princess dating was married though. Like there's another guy involved.
Yeah.
So it's not like, I mean, you sum that up pretty quick. Like, oh, they got divorced. They're both cheating on each other. There was a lot happening in middle of that.
It was a span of years.
Yeah.
You know,
5 years or something.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of anxiety about it. Like they even have an account of at the wedding, you know, this huge wedding, this royal wedding.
Oh, the biggest ever.
Yeah.
Millions
there's
of
aerial
viewers.
Shots of her dress. Like the train was like 50 feet long behind her. Like she's walking to this place and there's hundreds of thousands of people lined up. And guess who she spots? That Camilla, she sees her. She's like, she's wearing a gray dress with this hat. Her son's standing on a chair in the crowd. That's her concern. She's about to get married. She loves the guy. It's her day. And all she can think about is there's that bitch right there.
Wow.
Yeah. So it played a huge factor in breaking her down. And she had a lot of trouble because of all of the formalities that come along with the royal family about, you know, doing this or doing that. Like when they got married and walked on the balcony, the prince had to ask the queen permission to kiss her in front of the crowd. Like he was going to kiss her and he's like, can I kiss her? And the queen's like, yes, go ahead and kiss her. Like what?
Wait, stop.
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
What?
Hold it.
And then the big thing that really started to happen was that the public latched onto her. You know what I mean?
Oh like, yeah.
Huge. Queen of Hearts. She was way more popular. Like Prince Charles would give like speeches and then, they would, the next day, all the stuff in the news was just about her.
What she was wearing, what she'd do,
what she'd say. He would go up, like, are there any questions? And they'd be like, oh, yeah. So did Princess Diana dance with, how did you like dancing with John Travolta in that thing or whatever? Like, and he's just like, he would get kind of bitter sometimes and make some little off the cuff remarks and shit about it. And the queen,
because
he's
the prince, you know,
like the queen was threatened by her, you know? So there was a lot of drama that led to that breaking down.
Right.
Yeah. Generally in that type of family, they stay in the marriage regardless of extramarital affairs because of property, money, the line, the lineage,
just
the kids.
Proper image. I mean, look at fucking JFK. We just talked about fucking Harry Holt, who was having him. It's like you get to that level of power and the image of a unified front. Like if you divorce,
if you keep it,
it makes you look weak.
Well, like Clinton and Hillary Clinton, you know, I mean, like the things that
all
have happened
kinds of shit. Like who fucking knows what all went down with them?
With anybody in power,
you
like
just
what
keep
happens.
That. You keep that public front, and you. But I mean, you have enough money that you can hide it. You can have, like, I think there's probably a lot of really powerful people that have a similar arrangement and they just kind of
said it's common practice if the marriage gets stale or it's just not working out that you just keep the front. Don't say anything. It's both
cheaper to keep her.
Yeah, cheaper to keep her.
Yeah,
it's like you both have a side piece that
look at Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know,
lizard people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
they got side pieces.
Yep.
You got to.
Those are guns, though.
What?
Is that what you're talking about? That kind of side piece?
Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Yeah.
No, those are people.
No, they're packing.
No, they're Canadians.
Their side pieces are weapons. They're guns.
No, I'm talking about the Canadians, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I was talking about black people.
I caught it that time.
Black people having guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, Canadians.
Oh, I got tricked at my own game.
Yeah.
Well, now I added myself. Fuck.
They're athletic.
That's right.
They're athletic and explosive.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I would have got it if you said that.
Okay. So they end up finally getting a divorce. And again, she's still just as popular as ever, always in the limelight. And this is really an era where a lot of people talk about the fact that she was depressed a lot in this era, but she was still, you know, working for her causes and doing her stuff. She ends up dating a Pakistani heart surgeon named Dr. Hazna Khan.
I read he was a dentist.
I read he's not going to work here anymore.
Heart surgeon?
That's a little joke. Somebody somewhere is like,
I got that office space. Okay. Great.
Anyway, I got it.
I'm not going to work here anymore. Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They ended up splitting up, and that was when she started dating Dodi Al-Fayed. And I never looked into what he did.
His dad owned like the Ritz Hotel. His dad was like a...
Definitely a terrorist.
Yeah.
Just by name.
I can tell by his eyebrows.
I know they were Egyptian. I know
you mean his eyebrow?
I know that they were moneyed, but I didn't know where they got where their money came from. So real estate, apparently.
They found a golden treasure under the right foot of the Sphinx. Edgar Casey told them about it.
That's right.
I just got to keep going till you laugh. Like I just keep adding shit onto it.
The Edgar Casey did it.
Thank you. You never watched Harry Potter, so that's why you don't know.
Okay. So at 36, she dies. Spoiler. Which again, I thought she was older. Like I didn't know she married that young. I didn't know she was that young when she died, but she was only 36 years old. And she dies in a car crash. And this is where the conspiracies start to spread. This is where the questions start to come up. This is where the lines don't quite match up. Like what was the circumstances around her dying, et cetera. Right. So what is known is that on July 31st, 1997, her car crashed in to the 13th column of the Pointe d'Alma Road tunnel in Paris at 12:23 a.m. on Sunday, August 31st, 1997. So they crashed. The driver, Henry Paul, died on impact.
Yeah, he did. That car was
fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I believe Dodi Fayed died on impact.
Everyone died except for the bodyguard.
But she survived the crash and died at the hospital a couple hours later, supposedly.
Maybe. Like they said, there was blood. The first guy on the scene was actually riding a motorcycle. And he said, this is the part that makes it weird because all the paparazzi chasing blame stuff that happens. The main witness, who was never talked to again after the event, was a guy on a motorcycle. And he said he was in the tunnel. He saw their lights, you know, flashing between the pillars or whatever, coming towards him, I think. Mm-hmm. And then he heard a noise that made him think something was wrong with his motorcycle. It was like an engine in neutral. Like if you put the car in neutral and just stepped on it. He looked at his bike like, damn, something wrong with my bike.
Yeah, RPM
then,
rev.
Then he heard boom and he looked up and they had hit the thing. So he ran over the car. He opened the back seat and he said there was a woman, like when he's telling the story. And he said when he pulled the woman back, there was blood coming out of her ears. And he's like, oh, I recognize her. I know this woman. Who is this? And then he realized it was a princess. So then he has to take off to a call box because 97, there's like not cell phones and shit really yet. No. So he goes to a call box and then they show up. And the crazy thing is, it's the same thing with JFK. You'd think they'd close that fucking tunnel off for like a week.
They like get them out of there.
And it's open by 7 a.m. Yeah. Traffic moving through again. And they drove fucking these weird ass British garbage trucks with like sanitizing detergent spray through the fucking tunnels.
French,
yeah, yeah. Through the tunnel and this fucking wash the tunnel down. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you want to get that British blood out of there.
That's right.
You don't want sang thong.
Filthy British
fucking,
blood.
Fucking French are all salty about
it's
because
the French have like a 10-second rule. If they drop their baguette, they'll just pick that shit up. And they got the Vlad fucking blood. Yeah. They'll dip it. It's fine. It's a little bit. But it can't be British blood. It has to be French blood.
Vlad?
That's how we roll. Yeah. Me and Vlad.
Yeah. We have shish kebabs together.
Yeah.
So apparently,
literally shish kebab though. His name was Bob.
Yeah, they shished him.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
But the bodyguard,
he was only three.
Trevor Rees-Jones was the only one who survived the crash. And
amazingly.
Yeah. And this is where things start to unravel. So I hadn't heard anything about this. Did you guys read about the Operation Paget, whatever it was?
I did not see this.
So this was a thing. In 2004, there were so many conspiracy theories surrounding her death that the British government called for a thing called Operation Paget to put them to rest and find out the truth of what really happened during the
sounds like the Australians
death. No, because for a similar there was no inquiry for
there was
reason.
No inquiry no
it's the same which, it's
exactly
same
it's the same thing
they I said by law like if a body if someone dies if a citizen dies under suspicious circumstances in another country and has to re-enter their body has to be brought back it's the law that there's an inquiry especially like someone from the royal family you know?
Right
it's,
but yeah. there was yeah
yeah so, but they make that decisions they're the ones that make the
right.
laws
right but in 2004 they did this thing and it was led by Lord Stevens and he was the former head of Scotland Yard he did a 3-year investigation called Operation Paget into whether or not there was a conspiracy to try to put this stuff to rest and figure out what was going on he ends up doing this thing. The end result is an 832-page report called the Paget Report.
That's peanuts. Our reports are like yeah, ours are 20 millions, million yeah. pages. Yeah.
4 million get released every 10
that's
years.
That's right. It's I mean, compiled by 14 Scotland Yard detectives. It cost £3.7 million, ooh. And it was published on December 14th, 2016. The final, like all the evidence amounted to 11,000 pages worth of evidence. If it's all printed out, audio right. files, video files,
it's a little better.
CCTV, you know, cameras, et cetera. And the end result of it was that the death was caused by the driver, Henry Paul, yep. in an act of, quote, unlawful killing because he had been drinking and he was trying to escape the paparazzi. So that was what this official report in 2004 said. It said that the speedometer jammed at 121 miles per hour at the moment of the crash.
Yeah, which would explain the
Mercedes combated that. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
So Mercedes came back and said, that's impossible. It doesn't stick. Like if it, I mean, unless some crazy,
it would
that thing smashed, be, but yeah, it, they said it just returns to zero. It'll
but
fall.
It, if it broke, I mean, it
there
could go,
the chance.
It could be at 90 and break and go to
fall forward.
Yeah. Fall forward. I mean, who knows, you know?
Right.
Yeah. That thing was smashed. I mean, where was the speedometer? That shit was yeah. super crushed actually, but right. Mercedes contested that.
Yeah. So the final report, it said that that he had 10 glasses of Ricard liqueur before he drove and that he was a last minute replacement. He wasn't supposed to be the driver. He worked for the Ritz Hotel where they were staying. Something was wrong with the regular driver and he had to step in just to drive him back.
Something
to
was wrong with him.
Right. So this guy who according to this report had been drinking, et cetera. I don't understand this because the report said that he was twice the British drinking limit and three times the French drinking limit. But then later reports said that they didn't have a blood level for him. So yeah. It gets all sketchy, but,
it sounds like a hush hush report.
Well, but here's the thing though. The report comes out and this is in 2004, yeah. 2006. The report finally comes out in December, 2006. And at the beginning of 2007, just a couple months later, the High Court Judge Lord Justice Scott Baker threw the entire report out because he was doing the official coroner's inquest for the government.
Scott Baker sounds like a fake name.
He ends up doing the official coroner's inquest into her death fucking in 2007, 20 years later, right. They get around to a coroner inquest completely throw out this 3-year report. And he says that there were tons of vital questions that weren't answered in this report.
There was no time taken on the autopsy, I guess. Like, yeah. They didn't note, like, this time, did this procedure was done at this time.
Right.
It was, like, super lax autopsy, I read.
Right. There was no discussion. And, again, this whole thing is supposed to be putting conspiracy theories to rest.
Right.
And
it just breeds more conspiracy.
Right. And the judge says it never discusses whether or not Henry Paul was taking drugs, and it never... and that all of the evidence indicates that he might not have been drinking, even though the report said that he was. He had conflicting evidence there. It said that the report never mentioned the fact that Diana might have been pregnant, which we can talk about later, which is a big part of the conspiracy.
That was a big thing.
It said that it never mentioned the fact that MI6 and British Secret Service were in the French capital doing stuff that night.
Even the driver had connections to MI6 as well.
But it was never mentioned in this
pageant.
report. So just tons of little things that this judge was like, this doesn't cover any of
the driver switch, you know, oh, he wasn't feeling well, and so now I have to come in.
You're drinking and partying, someone else drives. That happens. The crazy thing I thought
was, why is the bodyguard,
but why is the driver drinking?
Right. Doesn't make any sense.
True. They were on route to no one fucking knows where. They weren't supposed to, they don't know where they were going. Like, the other guy's flat or whatever wasn't in that direction. They were way off course if they're supposed to be heading to boyfriend's flat. And so they don't really have an explanation for why they were where they were.
Right.
Like, that route leads nowhere that they can.
There
might have
been a struggle in the car. Like, they're like, where are you taking us? And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. Or he told him some shit and then they get in a little struggle.
Right.
Wham, bam. But the other thing is too, like, a lot of people, the paparazzi chasing him and stuff, but the motorcycle guy didn't say anything about that.
He said he didn't see any other cars. Right. And then, like, within hours, they arrested like seven paparazzi.
Yeah, but it goes along with the story.
And that, again, that was one of the things that Lord Justice Scott Baker said. This says all this stuff about this paparazzi, but the evidence was that there wasn't really paparazzi right after him.
No, there wasn't any.
Yeah, they didn't talk to that because I watched the interview with the motorcycle rider guy. He seems legit. He's like, it just doesn't fit their paparazzi story.
One of the other things is too, though, there's cameras all over the city. And they have no video footage, like no CCTV footage really of the car.
No, there's CCTV footage of them getting into the car and leaving the Ritz. And that, I think that was the only footage. One other thing, finally, that the reason that he threw it out is he said that there was a lot of evidence and discussion about the fact that Princess Diana had feared for her life shortly before the car crash. And this Paget report didn't mention any of that either. Yeah. So it's like a report that is supposed to counteract conspiracy theories didn't address any of the conspiracy theories.
Well, it did. It kind of pushed him off to the side and said, this is what happened.
Right.
This is it.
Right.
So it was a paid for report. Who paid for it? That's what I don't know.
It was, I think it was just part of the it was called on by the British government. They wanted it.
They paid for it.
She was in the process of trying to become a British ambassador, and the prime minister has to get that approved from the Queen, and the royal family shut it down and denied it, even though she's just doing, you know, charitable philanthropic things. Like, she's doing nothing but good, but just in spite, they said, no, you can't do it. And so she had just gotten a fax. I guess, like, I don't know, that week or that month, there was some serious,
maybe
drama.
They don't want her representing or representing the country because of,
they don't, they didn't want to have anything to do with the AIDS. She was, her biggest thing she was working on at the time was, this thing about the homeless. Like, how many people were homeless.
Yeah.
And it would make the royal
family
look bad.
It makes the family look bad. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah. You got peasants everywhere eating bread rolls.
I mean,
you know?
That's the crazy thing. Like, these aren't really, like, I don't know. It's not far-fetched to say somebody killed her. You know what I mean? Like, she was in the spotlight. She had some indiscretions, you know, the skeletons in the closet type of thing that would kind of make the family look, you know, bad. And she's doing some things that the family doesn't like.
Right.
Possibly the government. You know, I mean, who knows? Like, it's not far-fetched.
Right. No, it's not far-fetched. I mean, there's plenty of reason for her to have been killed. So I wanted to look, and I read an article that talked a lot about the issue of the driver, right? So the guy who was driving, even though the Paget report says that he was drunk, and they even specifically say he drank 10 shots, it later comes out in that coroner's inquest that almost every eyewitness at the Ritz said that they don't remember him drinking at all. Like, no one thought that he had been drinking.
Because they all had 11
shots. Right, they all had 11 shots. Yeah. But then...
Well, Mario Andretti never drinks before a race.
That's true.
So
the at the crash, they ended up getting blood... after his body was removed and so forth, they ended up having his clothes, and they had to do DNA tests on his clothes because this was during, you know, fucking 20 years later.
Right.
But they did DNA tests on the clothes, and they ended up finding that the DNA was a match for his parents. So they knew it was his blood that they were testing. Yeah. And then they dug deeper into the blood, and they found out that there was no alcohol in the blood that was on his jacket. They also found, and this was really fucking weird, they found amazingly high levels of carbon monoxide in his blood.
20 point something percent.
Yeah, yeah. They said like the same amount that would be found in someone who killed themselves by putting a hose to their tailpipe and sticking it in the window.
Who knows though, like right when that impact happened, how long they sat there. Dude had to drive to the call box. It could have been gassing out in his face.
They said that all forensic evidence indicated that the driver died at the instant of impact.
Well, if we're believing their stuff.
Well, no,
but your blood can soak it in, though.
I'm just
saying, blood can soak in
carbon
dioxide.
If we're questioning the official story, then you got to question that, too.
Well, no, I do. I'm just saying if there was carbon monoxide involved, he didn't breathe it in. Because people were saying maybe they were pumping it into the car is what some people
But the
were
other
saying.
People didn't have that on toxicology. All I was saying was like, who knows when the engine got hit, if it was still at idle or some gassing stuff out. Dude's driving to the call box. He doesn't have a cell phone. They're all just sitting there bleeding. Maybe that dude wasn't quite dead yet. And the only thing he's breathing is shit gassing out from under the hood into his face. And then he dies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
Because you're contesting it with like, oh, we don't believe this, but we're going to believe that he died on impact. I mean, looking at that car, it looks like he died on impact.
Right.
That shit was smashed. Right. But I'm just, for the sake of argument,
and died on impact. If you sat there for 3 minutes, that's pretty much
sucking up some tailpipe. Who knows?
Right. And even the CCTV cameras at the Ritz, when he was walking to the car, show him completely stable. He's not staggering. He's not swerving.
He opens the door.
Yeah. He opens the door. He even stops and bends down and ties his shoe and stands back up without a hit.
With balance.
And if you're fucking drunk and you bend over to tie your shoe, that's a kind of a moment. But all indications on the camera are that he was completely sober. And then, but the other thing that I read was that there was some weird fuck up with blood tests at the scene. The reason that they went and retested the blood that was on his jacket was that something about the blood that they took from his body went unlabeled in a lab for several days before it finally got tested, so no one trusted that blood to actually
get switched
or whatever,
which makes sense.
Just sketchiness, right? One report says he was drunk, the other report says he wasn't. Was there fucking carbon monoxide in his blood?
What happened to the paparazzi that got arrested? If there were no paparazzi scene, did those guys they're supposed to get 20 years in jail was their first sentence or something. That's what they were facing, was some kind of involuntary manslaughter.
The crazy thing about this is that when somebody gets murdered, you're like, oh, okay, well, DNA on your clothes says that you murdered this person. It's a very good link to.
Sure.
And that's nowadays, but I'm just saying evidence points to this person did it. They go to jail. Anytime these crazy events happen, whether it be the JFK, Prime Minister of Australia, Princess Diana, 9/11. You know what I mean? These big deal events.
Right.
You have all this crazy shit that doesn't go right.
No.
Oh, Waco, let's fucking bleach everything. Let's tear everything down and move it. All these weird things happen.
They literally drove street sweepers through that tunnel and sprayed it down with this detergent. Right. It was crazy. And then the place was open by 7 a.m.
If a fucking homeless person died under that bridge, they would have cordoned it off and done. It's I don't understand. Even
that's where that's
maybe
where
they
my
were
point
afraid
is.
People were gonna run in there and start looking for hair and fucking bone or
sell
something.
Sell it on eBay.
Getting pieces of it. It was a respect thing. Not really, though. It was France.
Here's the thing, though. She ended up the night, when she died, right away, they embalmed her. They just started the fucking procedure while she was still in Paris. The paperwork was filled out after the procedure was done. There was no formal signature of authenticity, acceptance from a family member. Right. They just moved forward with it. So by the time her body was sent to England, she had already been embalmed.
Maybe you have to
say goodbye to the evidence.
Your blood will turn into fucking jelly and you can't get it out then. Maybe it has to happen at a certain time.
Well, it seems like you'd fucking put her in a freezer and wait for a forensic expert to
analyze the body.
It's just weird. It's just one more bit of weirdness in the we swept away the evidence factor. But it's just
fucking bleach everything, guys.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, rubber down with bleach, spraying the tunnels. It's weird. You're like, that is weird. It's these fucking they look like street sweepers and they just have these fucking sprayer things.
Yeah, that's
that
crazy.
Washing the walls in the tunnel like that right after it. It's crazy.
And then, that's my point though, is that something's awry. You know what I mean? Something's wrong.
And things don't line up. So that motorcycle guy says one thing. A lot of people said that there was this paparazzi crash. Multiple eyewitnesses near the crash said that they saw a white Fiat Uno, which is a particular type of Fiat, come speeding out of the tunnel after they heard a loud crash and saw a bunch of bright flashes. And they think that this Fiat might have clipped the car and made it crash.
Or it hit 88.8.
Or it hit 88.8.
Well, and who knows that the motorcycle guy, if there was some sort of conspiracy, maybe he was a plant. That's why nobody's talked to him since. Nobody was there.
But here's the thing, though. So the guy who they think was driving the Fiat is a paparazzi photographer named James Andinson. Mm-hmm. And a French fireman discovered his body in a burnt out Mercedes-Benz years after the crash with a bullet hole in his head. No, and they rule it as a suicide.
Really?
Because if I kill myself, I'm going to light myself on fire right when I shoot myself in the head.
Makes sense.
It's kind of odd. So again,
he was trying to get a stain out with gas earlier.
There's no concrete connection. There's no concrete proof that he was the one driving that Fiat, but apparently this guy had driven a car like that in the past. Like, people had seen him in a white Fiat Uno of a similar year. So people sort of connected to him. And then the fact that he gets found with a bullet hole in his head in a burnt out car years later, again, kind of question raising.
You don't burn the car. That's weird.
Yeah.
So, you just shoot yourself in the car.
Yeah. But again, if you were an assassin, why would you shoot him in the head and then burn the car to make everyone just say, make look, sure he got assassinated?
These are clean, like, no fingerprint, no hair, no DNA.
Yeah, I guess.
Burn that shit.
Yeah, who cares if he got killed? Cover yourself. Doesn't really matter. Yeah.
And that was even in the Paget report, the fact that he was dead in a burnt out BMW. Like, that's official
shit. You said
shit.
Mercedes
like,
the first time. What's happening here?
Sorry, it's a BMW. It's in my hands. It wasn't a Mercedes.
Oh, well, then BMW, I probably fucked you up on that.
Yeah.
The car company, the manufacturer. Oh, I swear maybe. It said Mercedes, though. But yeah.
It might have. This was a Mercedes. He was in a burnt out Mercedes. So, fuck, you just got me. You keep fucking brainwashing me with Mercedes. He was in a burnt out BMW. It's even circled on my sheet of paper.
Oh, man.
So he was in a Mercedes.
I thought you said Fiat.
Yeah, he wasn't a Fiat originally.
No, he was driving a Fiat Uno at the site of the crash, allegedly.
And he was shot in the head.
He was found 3 years later in a burnt out BMW, shot in the head, that I keep saying was a Mercedes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a... Those are hybrid car. Yeah.
It was a Mercedes BMW. Fiat BMW hybrid.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest part of the conspiracy.
Yeah. Nobody's ever seen one of those.
How did a BMW and a Mercedes make love and have a child?
It was roomy and small at the same time.
Put in the tailpipe.
That's right.
It was butt-to-butt resuscitation. They back your tailpipes to each other.
It happens.
Start the engines.
It happens. And the father, Mohammed Al-Fayed, Dodi Al-Fayed's father, even specifically says that this guy, the James Anderson, had been run off of his property several times because he would always creep around trying to take pictures of Diana, and that Al-Fayed's security had personally pulled him away.
Towards the end,
and they had seen him in a white Fiat and all this different stuff. So that's why they think he was in a Fiat. They think it was him, and they think it was his car, even though there was no evidence, but people saw that car leaving the tunnel.
She was even calling the paparazzi and saying, "I'm here." Like, there was one instance where she was on a boat with that guy. And she was like, "Did you get that? What'd you get now? What picture did you get? How come these pictures are so grainy when they're coming out?" Like, and then she released it as like a stab to the, what the fuck is that girl's name? Fucking Carmilla.
Camilla.
She released it. And so it was on the front of like the Inquirer, and it was a picture of her bending over showing cleavage. And it said, "Happy birthday, something, something, enjoy the breast of your day," or some stupid shit. But that was on the front of a tabloid, and she did it on purpose to mess up, Camilla's birthday.
Damn.
With the prince at the house and shit. Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, she did all kinds of stuff like that strategically. Like, when the prince had a speech, she would go out the next day so that the public would, like, during the time that it was going to air, and like go make an appearance and time it with that, so no one would watch his speech. So there was a lot of animosity and like reasons for the royal family to be like, "God damn this bitch!" Yeah. Like,
right.
But so why wouldn't Mr. Ed kill her? Is what I want to know.
Right.
That's what I want to know.
And here's the thing. So in 2003. The Daily Mirror reported that they got the scoop on a letter that the butler, her former butler, Paul Burrell, got from her. I mean, they confirmed it was from her and so forth. And some of it says, and the name is blacked out, but it says, "Blank is planning, quote, an accident in my car, brake failure and serious head injury in order to make the path clear for Charles to marry." And she says, "I'm battered, bruised, and abused mentally by a system for 15 years now, and that she's cried more than you ever know." And like, these are all things that were written in advance of the car crash in a letter to the butler.
They had anti-PR campaigns about her, saying that she had multiple personality disorder. They were like contacting authors to write a book that said like victim or villain, you know, the prince.
Yeah, but she's doing stuff to counteract what he's doing.
Right.
And he's probably doing stuff to counteract what she's doing.
Yeah,
right. He's like, "This bitch is crazy. I got to get her out of my life.
Right.
We can't separate. I got to kill her."
Right. They tried to blame
it's again, Occam's razor. Again, what's the simplest thing? is that.
Right. The first thing a detective does is look to the husband, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the...
Yeah, and I mean, sadly enough, they had a horrible relationship. He wants to marry, you know, Camilla, but he can't do it unless she's dead. She's,
well, she writes a fucking letter. I mean, they had already been divorced. I mean, that's the weird part.
Yeah, but it's like she keeps fucking up their day. You know what I mean? Like, she's going to go to the wedding.
I suppose he's not going to get any public support for the marriage because everybody loves her.
Yeah. So if he gets rid of her, then he becomes the shining star again.
Well, but here...
And here you go.
Here's the other theory that they add to is that the theory was that she was pregnant with Al-Fayed's baby. And that the royals didn't want a Muslim Egyptian baby in the royal family.
Yes. I can see.
And again, Mohammed Al-Fayed, Dodi's father, made this claim. And there's
fuck you, technology.
Fuck you, technology. There was a guy named Jeffrey Steinberg who's on the Executive Intelligence Review, and he theorized that she was murdered by the Prince of Wales. And so, I mean, a lot of that came in. However, Dr. John Burton, who was the coroner, who was the Queen's household doctor, was part of the autopsy and said that, he said in 2004 that she wasn't pregnant. But of course he would if there was a royal cover up. But
yeah,
so, I mean, sure. There's evidence and there's counter evidence.
You're going to say whatever they tell you to say.
Right. And there was even evidence that Dodi Fayed bought an engagement ring from a guy named Alberto Raposi in Paris. And that they were planning on getting married and that she was pregnant. And then this whole thing was unfolding. And this was another reason that she had to sort of get taken out. So that's another part of it is either the fact that she kept poking the royal family with a stick or she was pregnant and they couldn't let that slide. But a lot of people think that the royals killed her off.
That makes really good sense. I mean, if just looking at what's there makes really good sense.
Right.
Like that's not crazy at all.
No, it does. It does make a lot.
It's not crazy at all.
I mean, it's not especially crazy. It's fucked up, but it's not. It's
no,
not
it is crazy. Fucked up. But I mean, what murder isn't?
Look at that picture. What's going
Jesus
on?
Christ, what's happening?
What are you showing us?
You search Lady Diana and Gary Coleman comes up?
Picture of Gary Coleman right next to her.
Well, that's because he killed her.
Simple. That's because you searched for
so. Searched Gary Coleman.
The search
Princess
term
Diana.
Is Princess Diana with Gary. What are you doing?
It happened. I'm just trying to rule him out.
Well, you have to.
Yeah
you do have to.
Yeah.
The another thing that came out in this.
I mean, this at this time you got to remember
alive and well. 97,
and he's got a lot of pool still.
Yeah.
So I mean. You gotta rule it out.
I mean, the British government invented MI6, their intelligence agency, just to counteract Gary Coleman.
Yes, that's exactly right. Keep him out of the country.
Yeah, that was why they invented
it. Can't stop him.
No.
Can't stop.
He's like Hammer.
Yeah, can't touch this.
No.
MC Hammer came back with like some stupid commercial. Can't touch it.
No.
He still looks pretty young.
Yeah, no, he's good looking.
Black don't crack.
No.
Black don't crack.
Wow. Step on your mama's back. Step on a crack. Break your mama's back. Was it? She turns.
There's so
black.
Many jokes there with black and crack.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, Willis.
Thanks,
also
Brent.
Found Nicolas Cage that came up in that search next to Gary Coleman as well.
Jesus, that's a funny ass picture of Mr. T. Gary Coleman.
All right. What happened here? I threw you guys off track. Keep going.
Yeah, because we were over here doing a podcast and you're over there searching fucking Gary Coleman pictures.
I thought maybe I could find a connection.
Oh, I got the Nicolas Cage movie that I was talking about earlier.
Which
maybe one? Was it last podcast, maybe?
Yeah.
Season of the Witch. I think we had talked about it before and it was
bad.
Yeah.
That vampire movie too, Once Bitten or whatever. That one's really bad, dude.
That's horrible. Everybody hates
it. He like starts
Cage,
saying
man.
The alphabet and shit. It's rough.
That's rough. That scene?
Yeah.
Counting one.
What?
There's a vampire movie.
Throw out some more facts and make this awkwardness go away.
Okay. So
we're almost done, people. I swear to God.
One other thing, a couple of other things that came up. So again, so Mohammed Al-Fayed, the father, he has said endlessly at multiple inquests, legal hearings, every time he's on the stand, he says they killed her. This was a setup, et cetera. A lot of the evidence that comes out after he's been saying it tends to sort of corroborate part of his stories. To me, that letter is a fucking trip. The fact that she straight up wrote a letter to her butler and said, someone's going to kill me in my car.
Yeah.
You know,
they're setting up to kill me in the car.
Right. So, but the one thing that I read, and I was having a really hard time following this in the different articles I read, but this thing about a military guy, did you guys see anything about that?
Mm-mm.
So in 2013,
maybe jog my memory,
a newspaper leaked a letter that was, so some soldier had written a 7-page letter to his in-laws saying that the British Special Air Service Commando unit was behind the death of Lady Diana. And he gave the letter to military intelligence, and military intelligence said, this isn't our jurisdiction. You have to send it to the London police. And then they sent it to the London police, and the London police were investigating.
Why would you send a letter saying the military was behind her death to the military?
I have no idea.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Again, I was having a hard time following this case. So it came out because this guy's roommate, who was also a member of the British Special Air Service, got court-martialed. This guy was named Danny Nightingale. He got court-martialed in 2011 for illegal weapons charges, for like smuggling weapons or something.
So but a trustworthy guy.
But this soldier went unnamed. Like, the newspaper wouldn't publish the person's name, but they corroborated that it was
his roommate. That's done. Like, oh, where's that guy live? Yeah. Oh, it's this guy.
Well, no, but he was, yeah. I don't know. The whole thing was weird, but this claim, and it was in the newspapers and so forth. I was having a hard time following it. I read like 2 or 3 different articles, and they were really fucking confusing and jumbled and so forth. The other theory that I read, and this was part of it, this was the one thing that I remembered, not the MI6 part, but a lot of people claim that MI6, which is the equivalent of the British CIA, that they had something to do with the crash. They claimed that
the Americans. Oh, I see what you're saying. I get the reference.
Yeah. Now.
Right.
Good?
So MI6, they claim that Henry Paul was working for MI6. The driver was that he was an MI6 agent. And they also think that one of her two bodyguards, either Trevor Rees-Jones or Kes Wingfield, which is a very British name. Mm-hmm. Kes Wingfield. Is that fucking awesome? Anyway, they think that one of him worked for MI6. And a lot of the people who saw that white Fiat, a lot of the eyewitnesses there said that they reported this flashing light in the tunnel.
That's the motorcycle guy said, yeah.
The motorcycle guy said that as well. And apparently this was a technique that was used to kill Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic. Mm-hmm. And I remembered this from that time. Mm-hmm. They had used this blinding strobe light that made his driver crash the car because he couldn't see what was happening in like a high speed situation or whatever. And they think that the same weapon or technique was used on her car in that tunnel to make him crash into the pillars and die.
And she was still alive. They took her right away. You know what I mean? Boom, boom, boom. Killed her. Done.
Bomber. So that was, I do remember the strobe light thing.
Yeah, see, I just kind of dismissed it that it was like the lights passing through the pillars because there's all those pillars in there. Maybe that's why he said the light was flashing, but he didn't really expand upon it. But that makes sense based off the one witness.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you have two kind of believable things, because if you think that the family did it, they're going to, who would you use? MI6.
Right.
I mean, you would use your top secret. Right. You know what I mean? Hey, we're going to kill the princess. Okay. What do we do?
Well, like, it's also, you just make up some bullshit story and say that. I mean, we can make all this up.
Right.
Yeah. Like, right. I don't know. I don't know if that proves anything that we said the MI6.
No,
I'm not
saying that it's true or false or whatever, but I'm saying that is a likely candidate for who would do the dirty work.
Right.
You know, also the suicide on the guy who supposedly drives the Fiat. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
and who knows, maybe that loud noise, like if they really did mess with the brakes, dude panics and tries to like throw it in gear to stop because he can't stop because the brakes.
Right. Right.
And you hear that engine wind out. That would explain that. The flashing light that the motorcycle guy said. And so.
There's just this one. I don't know. It just lines up fishy, man. There's just all the weird shit about the driver. 2 different government sanctioned reports. One says he was drunk. The other one says he wasn't. One has blood tests.
It's just to create confusion. You know what I mean?
It's like, it's just all over the place. Yeah, like what they did with her body, the way they scrubbed down that. I mean, it doesn't line up, like all the stuff.
If you put enough confusion out there, it's so confusing. You don't know what's real and what's not. Mm-hmm. The craziest thing could be what's real.
Right.
But because it's so crazy and there's these other facts out there, they're like, oh, that's kind of believable. You don't know.
And again, I mean,
could be an accident.
He fucking crashes into a pillar. And oh, why do they do that with the body? Because somebody on the fucking night shift at a Paris hospital
doesn't give a fuck,
saw that it was Princess Diana and fucking lost their shit and was like, I don't fucking know, what should we do? Fucking just fucking embalm her, send her back. I don't know. What do we
get
do?
Her it's the fuck out of,
like,
here.
I mean, scrub the tunnels. Like, I don't know. Everybody's gonna come looking for stuff. Get clean it up so the paparazzi's not taking. I mean,
see, I could see that where it was,
I,
like,
could see it.
Clean up quick so the paparazzi's not trying to get in there and take pictures.
Gruesome
really
pictures of blood. And yeah, I mean, I could see a lot of these fuck ups happening, but there's just enough lined up, and then that photographer found dead in a car. I mean, there's just a lot of weirdness surrounding it. I don't know. And I couldn't help myself but to click on the link that says you can see the ghost of Princess Diana at Prince William's wedding.
Was she there?
If Princess Diana's ghost is an artifact of shitty digital pixelation, then yes. She was there.
Okay. Plus, you can't believe anything anymore with, like, fucking Photoshop.
No, there's no fucking Photoshop to be had. You're looking at it, and it's like they, like, slow it down and highlight this section where a bunch of pixels that are blurry because it's a shitty low-res video happen to almost kind of look like a humanoid form for half a second, maybe, and that's Princess Diana's ghost.
That's every ghost show that has ever been made. Right.
And it's like it's them on the balcony, like the same one where his parents got permission to kiss.
Strange.
And there's like, and there's a curtain blowing behind them. Mm-hmm. Like there's a big curtain, which is like, of course, there's weird pixelation madness on this blowing gossamer curtain right behind them.
Gossamer curtain.
It's easy to blame a ghost when you have a, you know, like in a situation where you have a $20 headphone distribution amp and it keeps fucking buzzing out at you.
Right.
To bang the fuck out.
Yeah.
And blame a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your final take on Princess Diana? I mean, do you think
there's... I think that, like, what the fuck, man? Like, if I'm sure we could find a tunnel in L.A. where three people died in a car crash where four people were in the car and someone was drinking and driving and they fucking lost control, you know, like, and there's not a big old fucking thing about it. I think that it could have just been a car accident. And I think maybe to shut everyone up, if there's people making up fucking stories, they're like, okay, get rid of this motherfucker. Like, good riddance that it happened. Maybe it was convenient for them for, you know, the public sake of their popularity contest between the royal family, and then some other guys are fucking saying shit and they just make you go to bed, you know what I mean? But it didn't work, apparently, since we're still fucking talking about it. All
and there's, later. I mean, I just, there's a good chance that the fucking Paget report that took 3 years and $3.7 million that some judge threw out because he thought it wasn't thorough enough was perfectly thorough. And it's like,
I think if it would have happened in England, I think it would have been handled much differently. And I think it happened in France, and like, they don't have the same rules and they didn't have the same etiquette as far as they're probably just trying to, like, oh shit, like, scrub the blood up.
Or not. They just don't give a fuck.
You know, they're
like, God damn it, our fucking bridge or our fucking tunnel is going to be blocked.
The car's still in storage. I watched something like they're like, it's in this orange container right here at the storage yard. It's still sitting there.
I would imagine. Yeah. I mean, I think it's the simplest thing. I mean, honestly, it's a couple of things. Either he just crashed, like something malfunctioned on the car and they crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Or because of all the shit she was pulling with the prince, they fucking killed her.
They had her killed. The one weird thing, though, is that paparazzi shit. Like, they arrested seven guys, and I just, being sick, I didn't have enough time to follow up and look into that. And I'm curious what happened with those guys.
Probably
nothing. Did they just drop it and they went away?
Yeah, they probably... How can you tie them to a scene? You know what I mean? Saw them. They don't have video footage.
I mean, you know? The other fact of the matter is, even if... I mean... Just because eyewitnesses didn't see paparazzi go into the tunnel with them
doesn't mean that
paparazzi didn't chase him. It just meant that the driver was good enough to lose the paparazzi.
Yeah, they could have lost him at that time, went into the tunnel and lost it.
Right.
You know,
he's still driving like Jason Bourne.
And he was doing 120 miles an hour and blew the fucking paparazzi who were driving fucking 10-year-old white Fiats.
Yeah.
Right. He just fucking blows past him, gets into the tunnel and loses control of the car.
Yeah, he just left the Halloween store. I mean, there's a strobe light that was battery powered.
The issue with it is there's so many weird fucking things.
The fact that she writes a letter saying she fears for her life and she's going to die in a car crash.
The letter pretty much saying she's exactly what happened. And then also, like, the driver switch last minute, you know, like these weird things, you know, like there's a lot of stuff that gives, it's not really, I mean,
but even that letter is weird. It's like, how does she know that they want to sabotage your? What did Prince Charles come in and say, "Bitch, I'm going to cut the line on your brakes. You're going to die. I swear it."
You know, he might have like, though. I mean, they might have gotten like, fucking. They might have gotten a fight.
Like, and she, I mean, like, she specifically yeah. called it. You know, and yeah. it's like that's weird.
What they might have got. They might have gotten
nay
a fight.
At the end of that.
Man, nay. When I get out of this stable, nay.
So I don't know.
It's hard to say. I mean, there is no end to it. I mean, it's set up perfectly for conspiracy theorists.
No, it is.
I mean, it's a fucking perfect setup.
Yeah, it's a perfect.
There's setup. Two official reports. A judge saying no. You know that all these other things are going on, and then
fucked up forensic evidence that gets covered up and is weird.
But that right there is perfect grounds for like a cover up.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, every huge incident that's happened, if you look at history. The same things went on, and it's like it's too perfect,
right?
You know what I mean? It's too perfect. It's too set up. But on the other hand, like I said, how do you deal with this?
And again, the conspiracy theorist who thinks it's a murder is going to say, you know, it was all fucking handled weird because it was yeah. in Paris and it wasn't in yeah. London. And it's right. like, well, that's why
that's
you would have killed
that's
them
why
then.
They did it. Then.
Like yeah. you're not going to kill them in the middle of London because you're going to get a completely different reaction.
Yeah, that's true.
Things will be more thorough in London.
Right.
As opposed to
Did you know the Queen like went to church like normal on Sunday, didn't include Princess Diana's name in their prayer because of the divorce? They hadn't been saying her name in the prayer. They just played business as usual. They didn't yeah. fly a flag at half mass over Buckingham Palace. Yeah. There was such public outcry and anger that one guy actually said that he's pretty certain if someone had stepped up on a soapbox and said, storm the fucking the castle, that they would have fucking the Queen could have been overthrown.
Right.
Because of the public outcry. Did you see the flowers? Like the overhead shots? I was like, yeah. is that people or flowers?
No, flowers, man.
Yeah. That was insane. Like, how are they getting in and out of that front gate?
They must have a side entrance. That's one of those things, though, that she was so loved. She was more loved than the Queen.
Than anybody in the royal family.
Yeah, there was that.
And if you're the Queen, it's kind of an issue.
And I think that legacy still stands. I think her sons are more loved than anyone yeah. else yeah, in the royal sure. family because sure. they're her sons.
Yeah.
Well, she was personable. The Queen's etiquette was yeah. very dry and proper yeah. and, you know, she didn't smile. Even her statement was kind of
weird. Well, we know why she didn't smile. But
when she actually spoke to the public, they were scared. They parked the car all the way by the gate when she first got out and returned to Buckingham Palace because they weren't quite sure. They're like, if we get out and some shit goes down, the Queen had never feared for her life. Like in that type of situation, there had never been a time where she thought people might be aggressive towards her, and they're actually worried about her getting out of the car.
Yeah, that's they're gonna mob her ass.
Yeah, but so then they finally flew the flag, but they've at half mass, even though it's not even tradition if royalty dies or something. Like the flag at Buckingham Palace is only flown if the family is there,
right?
And so they just left it not there, and then finally after the public like was freaking out, they flew the Union Jack flag at half mass, which is kind of
We'll fly a flag, like a pirate's flag or
here
something.
Here you go, peasants.
Yeah.
It was one they got at Disneyland. Like,
yeah.
It was from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. No, it's a true. And I mean, again, even like the way she raised her sons, it's like you look at most children of that level of power and it's like her son is in the fucking Air Force and fucking served a tour in Iraq, like not like some bullshit desk job tour. Like, I mean, I think they have that of the people charisma that she had. And I think she's the reason.
Well, the Queen fought the prince over the formality of the services for her funeral. Like she wanted just to take him to the, like take her to the morgue, just take go process her body, bury her. And he was like, no, she's getting like the proper funeral, the fucking guards,
see,
the whole
now,
thing.
See, this is all coming out. See, yeah. This is what I'm saying.
And so he fought and finally got her buried like where the royal family gets buried.
See, and if there was that level of animosity, it might even explain some of the shit that went down in France.
Yeah.
It's like they might have called fucking Buckingham Palace.
She's
said,
like, nah.
And she's like, just embalm her ass and
send
her home.
Yeah, that could have happened.
Yeah. I mean. No, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, and I mean, listen to me because I, you know, on the JonBenet episode, I called that the brother did it. And sure fucking enough, they went back and looked and they're looking real hard at the brother.
If anyone, it was the Queen, because the prince even took care for things like, I guess they lost one of the earrings in the casket. And
the prince probably loved her still. You know what I mean? Like, regardless whether you'd.
But he made a point to get, get her earrings. Like, she can't go one earring, you know, that kind of thing. Did you see the flag that was draped over her coffin, though?
No,
it was a pirate's flag.
I was like, I don't know. It was like Dragon Ball Z. That fucking thing's gangster.
It was Dragon Ball Z.
Watch, look it up. It's some kind of British like coat of arms.
It's Dragon
Ball
Z. It's gangster,
but it looks crazy. Like, oh, the flag
it's probably
that's over
it's probably
really
like the Spencer coat of arms or something.
Yeah, it looked gnarly. It didn't. Yeah, it looked very strange.
Family
yeah.
flag. Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't very feminine. It looked like she was a warrior from Castle Times.
No, it's probably her family crest or something. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was a trip. I didn't know shit about it. I didn't know what the conspiracies were, but a lot of people think she was killed.
Well, and it's hard for us too, because we didn't really, even when she died, the media here wasn't as crazy.
No.
I mean, they showed stuff and people mourning and like people were sad and whatever, but it wasn't,
I think people,
I'm sure it was insane.
People, I think people in America, because I remember watching people become more and more sad. And people who don't, like I said, people who don't know about the royals and don't give a shit about Diana, but the media showed a tragedy.
Showed how wonderful
fucked up,
she was.
But the more the media showed what type of person she was, what type of things she was doing, how much people in the UK were mourning, it became infectious. So by the time the funeral happened,
it became a world of
it was a huge thing in the States. But the night it happened, no one really knew much or cared.
I was trying to think like and relate to it and be like, if some public official died, like, is there anyone in that equivalency other than like it was like Mandela back in the day or something? There was no one in the world that is quite like that,
right?
That would be a public figure.
I think even now, like who could die right now, like that everybody would just be like
Morgan Freeman.
Who?
That'd be it.
Maybe
people would give a fuck. That's why that was the scary Morgan Freeman died. You know, I thought for myself though, I was like, would I care? Like, if Morgan Freeman died, I'd be
no.
Fucking
I mean,
bummed.
That's
dude's
like,
fucking cool.
But my the thing you always say about celebrities is if I died, they don't give a fuck.
No. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so like, that's where it's hard to, well,
that's
put
what I was trying to relate. But you know
that.
What? Like I thought about it. I was like, I would be really fucking sad. Like Willie Nelson dies, I'm not going to work. You know what I mean? Like that sounds fucking funny, but like to me, that's an idol. It's like,
you know,
I
was,
when Prince died.
I was really fucking sad when Prince died. Like that shit fucked. Like I never would have said in a million years that was going to fuck me up. That shit fucked me up. So, I mean,
well,
if it's part
of your childhood or growing up.
You know, Robin Williams,
life,
I was,
you know?
my fucking throat.
See the Robin Williams thing? I was like, it's whatever,
my throat.
Heath Ledger, you know, all these things. People are so sad.
That's unfortunate because he's so young. But the Robin Williams one hit me a little bit. Like, I'm a big Good Will Hunting fan. Robin Williams is fucking cool. Like, I just had mad respect for him, and it was just a sad, sad deal. And that one got to me a little bit. I mean, I didn't miss work or anything.
Yeah. But again, but it was weird because Princess Diana wasn't that here.
Right.
Like in the States, she wasn't prince. Like she was some royal over across the
sea. But that's the thing, though. She wasn't even a princess, though. She did not have a royal title at her time of death.
Yeah. She was a duchess, though, or what? Oh, no. She got all that when she married the
she was just
the
lady,
prince,
I think.
Right. She went back to lady status.
Yeah, not instead of man.
Because she went by Lady Di. That's where she fucked up. Lady Di. Yeah. Lady Di.
I just think, like, even Prince dying or Michael Jackson or something, were other countries affected? Like that?
Oh, fuck
like,
yeah. Michael Jackson died. That was a big
fuck.
Deal.
Yeah, that was huge.
So
that was probably
so there's one then.
Yeah.
That was huge.
But for a different reason. That was more of like an iconic thing. That dude touched little kids and people still cared, you know? It was just an icon.
He touched their hearts.
Thing. Yeah.
Right.
He just went through the zipper of their pants. When
right.
He
with
their
Jesus juice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He went through the V-Lad.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of how, like, well, if you get a procedure done on your heart, you go through the leg, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's all he was doing.
That's fine. He's just helping out.
Put the big hand on the little hand. You want to know what time it was?
Yeah. That's all.
Jesus Christ.
You heard that one?
You want to touch the llama?
No. Oh, man.
That's how you tell. It's something like, how do you tell what time it is? Fucking whatever his farm was called, or fantasy fucking island. The plane. Where did he live?
Just a big hand.
What was it called? Wonderland.
No.
Yeah, Wonderland, I think.
No, it wasn't Wonderland.
Let's pretend it was so I can finish my story.
It was Wonderland.
Yeah, it's when the big hand touches the little hand. Huh? That was like a joke.
It was Graceland.
No.
No, that's Elvis.
Oh.
No, it was Wonderland.
Like the shit out of me. It wasn't Wonderland.
I'll Google it right
it was Wonderland.
Google it right now.
It was Adventureland. It was Futureland.
No.
It was Miracle Island.
Miracle Island.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Wonderland.
It was something ranch. Wonderland Forest.
Neverland.
Neverland Ranch. Peter Pan.
Creepy ass
Peter
Pan.
Pan
shit.
Yep.
Peter.
Yeah. Drawing the
Pan.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
What?
All right.
Okay. Sponsors.
So Princess Di. Sorry if we didn't do her justice. She died.
So don't overdo her justice. She was a legit lady. She fought for some cool shit and she died in a car accident and either someone killed her or not.
Yeah, we didn't help you at all.
Yeah. We didn't really.
Well, people really. I mean, I don't know. You fucking do the research. There's well, they no.
I think the queen killed her. God damn it.
Yeah. If you knew nothing about this, there you go. There's a bunch of fucking. Yeah, that's what all the crazy shit is. Yeah. We saved you fucking like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Of reading through shit and condensed it to like an hour and a half and threw some jokes in. So, need to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce. It's available at major grocery outlets like Target or Walmart.
You can it's not. I can't find it.
I can't find it.
Where do I go?
I'm gonna fucking.
It's not on the Mexican ethnic section.
Mexican.
Is it in the Canadian
section?
Aisle?
There's a Canadian aisle. That's where Soul Glow's at and shit.
Yeah.
they do have that. Actually, they have that at the grocery store.
You got
store.
A bunch of tea tree oil.
They do. There's like a lotion section.
That's an ethnic like section. Fucking, yeah. That's only the Mexican. That's what's fucked up. The Mexicans get their own food aisle, and the black people get their hair products.
Yeah, they get
just
their
hair
own
and
products.
Lotions.
Yeah. Hair and lotion and hair products.
Yep.
Fucked up.
Have you ever bought anything from that section, Dave?
Fuck yes.
I have.
What do you get?
Lotion.
What'd you buy? What'd you get from there?
I just go by and look and admire the black.
See, that's
beards.
Why you're tier one.
Yeah.
See? I can't go around being ashy.
I'll buy some shit tomorrow. Watch. I'm gonna get that lotion. It's real good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
No?
You guys make they have products to stop you from bumping up and stuff though.
Yep.
Bumping up. What's that?
Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Fucking tier one problems. I don't know. All right. So thank you, El Yucateco. Just threw a little racism in the mix. That's how we do it, sponsors. Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. If you need stickers, business cards, flyers, banners, anything that can be printed on anything, they can probably do it. Hit them up on their website. It is printdirtcheap.com. Thank you to Darkside Graphics. He will make you a giant dick pillow. He can put anything propane.
Yeah. I'm glad that earlier in the episode you said that he could make an El Yucateco pillow and you just instantly revert back to the dick pillow.
Yeah.
Well, because he can make a dick pillow.
He does.
Has he made a dick pillow?
That's what he specializes in.
That's my question. Every episode he can make you full color
screen prints dick pic.
You know what he did tell me that made me feel better? Because sometimes I'm like, I know we're shouting this out. I know people buy the fuck out of El Yucateco. I know that some people have gotten some stuff from Print Dirt Cheap. I know that at least locally it's appreciated for Dan Camarillo. I know that we get coffee mugs and shit that we sell for Digital Creations and we have some stuff. But sometimes on Print Dirt Cheap, I'm like, I don't know. Did anyone go buy us?
Or, you mean Darkside?
On Darkside, did anyone go buy anything? Well, he told me 40% of his web traffic comes from us. Link. I was so like, that's good. Yeah,
that's a lot of dick pillows.
Darkside Graphics with an X. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go crash his fucking site.
Is he .net? No, he's .com.
No, it's Darkside Graphics with an X. .com / dick pillows.
Yeah.
You'll
if it doesn't load, it means they're sold out.
You'll be in dick pillow paradise.
Yeah, if it's a 404 not found, they're sold out currently. you can call him though and
you
ask
can hit
for
contact
one.
Us and send your dick pic.
So
he knows what size he needs to make the pillow.
Yeah, the white penises are kind of like mid sized, and then you get a black one that's the
body pillow.
You can hug it.
Yeah, you can hug it and snuggle it at night.
There's like a Nerf foam add on that goes under the pillowcase that gives it some vascularity too.
Yes,
it's like a sleeve.
It's a carved foam veiny piece. So, it's still soft though. It's made out of the aero foam, so it comes back up after it smashes.
I think we've officially gone too far.
There you go, Kevin Brewster. Thank you to Darkside Graphics. Thank you to Digital Creations.
What do you mean we give him 40% of his web traffic? Son of a bitch.
And thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com to buy booty shorts, gis, and I think there's some instructional videos and stuff you can get on there and download that are really good.
Yep.
Like 25 ways to break someone's arm. For the low price of like $25, I think. It's $1 per arm break.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all.
It's a good rate.
And you probably get some other little...
tidbits?
Yeah.
He's sexy as fuck just to look at. Yeah, it's like an hour of just staring at sexiness, and then you get arm breaks. So you should definitely check it out.
That's what Brent looks at across the video for, but...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's enjoyable to learn it. Yeah.
You know, everybody, you just got to roll with it. I'm not judging, man.
No.
I'm not judging.
Rock
not
hard, judging,
but now,
video.
Now I'm watching you guys roll. I'm watching you guys roll.
I have trouble rolling. I have trouble rolling when I do. I try to practice while I watch the video, but I got a kickstand when I'm trying to roll and watch that video. I can try to turn over like thunk. I just fucking it's the fucking floor. Yeah, I gotta tape it to my stomach. There you go, Dan.
We love our sponsors. Yeah. On that note,
hold on, son. I gotta say one more thing. If you have a product and you're interested in sponsorship, hit us up if you like what we do, because this is how we do it.
But apparently our fans like it.
It's effective, so. Though. Yeah. We fucking sell the fuck out of shit. This is how we do our sponsorship, and you fucking love it, then do it. Go like us on Facebook, like us on Instagram. But for real, if you have a product and you're interested in advertising on a show, hit us up, and we can
if it fits.
We're doing dick pillows and shit right now, so hot sauce and dick pillows, it could happen.
Those motherfuckers sell, though.
Just let us know. Yeah.
All right. Don't be a retard.
Now, it has been given to us.
Having a conscience is a weakness when the enemies you have don't. Sometimes you gotta stoop to the level to be in control. So even if I gotta beg, steal and borrow, I'll do what I need to do to get to see tomorrow. Some are wise in the back of their head, but some people are blind, so it has to be said. If you think you'll get by just by having respect, well, this is your reality check, motherfucker. Yeah. There's no one I consider as my equal. Find me on Twitter starting a race war against white people. I'm not racist or fascist. What is homophobic? Who the fuck's afraid of a faggot? Maybe I should have been a stain on a mattress instead of raised as a bastard and left to play in the traffic. These cocky amateurs must be sniffing a dodgy batch. They're on my dick, I'm so fucking sick of these copycats. I've got calluses on my thumbs from zipping up body bags. I lied if I said I do regret my actions. I threw a temper tantrum, decided to shoot up Hefner's mansion, choose some get some random and fuck on my cue was held for ransom. I need to succeed, failures are worth comprehending. And I don't mean to brag, I know it sounds condescending, but then know I'm putting them to shame. They should stop pretending I'm the only one going in like a blood. Having a conscience is a weakness when the enemies you have don't. Sometimes you gotta stoop to the level to be in control. So even if I gotta beg, steal and borrow, I'll do what I need to do to get to see tomorrow. Some are wise in the back of their head, but some people are blind, so it has to be said. You'll get by just by having respect. Well, this is your reality check, motherfucker. Some of these dudes act like this shit is a fucking fashion show. They'll get tall tagged for trespassing in my battle zone. Cross mark looking like steam from a dragon soul. Eyes like camel toes, grip by the barrel. I don't know why all these kids are copying me. I've got no swagger, just wear whatever the sponsors give me. A squad is shifty, rich kid showing off his risky. They'll get left to slum it in the squat with diddly squat. It's grizzly. Nothing pretty about the way we're living. Trying to play the system, it's a struggle, just staying driven. I want fans, but I don't want to hear the hate and dissing. I want to get high, but I don't want to pay for piff. And I want to fuck bitches, but I don't want to wake up with them. You fail at everything and put it down to trial and error. I don't have the patience or the time and effort to play with these kids like a child molester with a violent temper. Having a conscience is a weakness when the enemies you have don't. Sometimes you gotta stoop to the level to be in control. So even if I gotta beg, steal and borrow, I'll do what I need to do to get to see tomorrow. Some are wise in the back of their head, but some people are blind, so it has to be said. If you think you'll get by just by having respect, well, this is your reality check, motherfucker. Motherfucker.